Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Starscream here, and I am the lord and master of the Geekcast Radio Network. Don't tell Megatron.
You got the touch!
This is Stan Bush, and you're about to transform and roll out here on the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown.
This is Starscream, the true leader of Cybertron, and consequently, all things Transformers.
Get it? That's the name of the show.
Scientific gobbledygook, Starscream.
Excellent, yes.
And lo, the countdown comes to an end. Welcome to a very special episode of the All Things Transformers brand here on the Geekcast Radio Network. Whether it's TFG1, Unleashing the Beast, or Getting Tapped, we are now in the prime time with the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown Recap episode. I am one of your Cybertronian hosts, TFG1 Mike. Joining me, as always, is that rubber ducky loving Steve Megatron.
Yes.
And from the planet of junk, because we just can't send him to the dumpster, we have Mr. Optimus Solo.
No.
Was that your depth charge?
No.
Damn it.
I'm just saying no because Megatron said yes.
Yes, so. Yeah, I got it. And our special guest is Weird Al Yankovic, ?
I am Rengar. I dare to be stupid.
All right, folks, this is the wrap-up. As I said, we've gone through over 800 characters. We've had 33 different individuals and organizations help us compile the list, which you heard in parts 2 through 5 of this countdown. And now we're going to go over some stuff that needs to be going over, apparently. So take it away, Optimus Solo.
Yeah, typically in these top 100 lists, we like to kind of have a episode to collect ourselves, because when we're going through the actual countdown, 100 through 1, we're reacting, we're, they're fairly lengthy records, and we're just reacting to the reveals of those actual 100 picks. We don't have time to digest it. We don't have time to think about it, analyze it, or give our final thoughts, so to speak. So we like to come back and, after we've had time to look at the list, fully over, make some opinions and make some statements, because we're not saying our list is perfect. We're saying this is the list that 33 of us collaborated together and made. None of us knew how it was going to work out. So now we know, we can go back and, be like the, what do they call it? Monday morning quarterbacking, or the, looking at it after the fact and saying what we did right and what we did wrong. So we have a couple different, topics that we're going to be going through. We're going to go through, I know we kind of gave a tease to this at the very beginning, but we're going to go through those that were closest that just missed. And then we're going to let Steve and Mike just randomly ask some of the characters that might have been on their list that they're curious where they fell since they did not make the top 100. And then we're going to have some quick discussions on who we think that made the top 100 should be booted out, who we think should go in to replace them, and maybe some picks that we felt were just too high or too low that we went through after, being able to look at all of it. So, Mike, where do we want to start this?
That was harmonic bliss, a musical kiss.
Whatever.
Let's start at the top. Who didn't make the countdown?
Friend fine, look behind. You go wrong way, you fool, I say.
Me, Grimlock, fool?
Kitchen you got, no fool you not.
Me, Grimlock, no like you!
Really say fine friends today!
Me, Grimlock, say we on our way!
All right, so let's go over some folks that didn't make the countdown first. We're going to give you, like I said, those ones that were so close, they just missed it. So these were all characters that were within 50 points of making it. So if someone would have put these characters right in the middle of just one of the 33 lists, they would have ousted our tie at the end there. We had Inferno from Beast Wars and Nautica tying for that 100 spot. So with 50 extra points, all of these characters would have jumped those two. Starting with the closest one that we talked about already would have been Thunderwing, who missed it by 1 point. Then we had Nightbeat, only missed it by 3 points. Blue Streak missed it by 5 points. Lugnut.
Tell these Autobots scum nothing. Megatron cannot be stopped.
What a golden opportunity.
The Autobot fools will pay for their insolence. Remove these stasis cuffs at once.
All in good time. First, we need to discuss compensation. You get freedom, but what do I get? You see where I'm going here?
The honor of serving Megatron should be reward enough.
Megatron? Why didn't you say so? The old warmonger's my number one customer.
Scrapper, Smokescreen, Sludge, Tarn, Air Razor, and Hook.
Nobody would listen to an uncharismatic boar like you.
Those are the ones that, with 50 more points, would have joined the countdown. So, Mike, any reactions to the names you just heard?
Wow, a couple of Constructicons on there.
Yes,
a couple of Constructicons, Beast Wars, was there Beast Wars? Yeah, Air Razor.
Air Razor, yep.
Classic Blue Streak in there. You know, Lugnut would have been another representative of a different show, not G1, mm-hmm. So that would have been interesting. Steve, any reactions to the names you just heard?
A pretty diverse group there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I
would have got our final Dinobot in there. Sludge would have snuck in there.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that and then, like, a, you know, Air Razor, that would have been right. Nice to see on there.
Absolutely. So I thought it would be also interesting to look at just some of the ones that you guys didn't hear during the countdown that you might have been maybe personal favorites or maybe characters that you had on your own top 100 that you're curious where they fell. Mike, do you want to go off a couple that were on your list and we'll kind of do one or two at a time here?
Sure. For me, Jetstorm from Beast Machines, Stryka, and Obsidian from Beast Machines. Okay.
Let's do those three real quick. So Jetstorm, Stryka, and Obsidian. So Jetstorm, actually the highest ranking of those three would have been Stryka, which would have came in at 143rd.
Wow.
So almost 200 points away from the countdown. So that was 143rd. Jetstorm would have been next at 179th. And then Obsidian would have been all the way down at 237.
Holy crap. In a row?
Yeah. At 200, what? 200?
In a row.
I mean, 237 in a row, mm-hmm. What?
You know. Anyway.
You got some G1 characters as well?
Yeah, I got a couple. Huffer, Wheelie, we already talked about Sludge.
All right.
And two of the Constructicons made it just barely. Well, didn't make it just barely.
Yeah, just in that other 10 or 15 that just missed us. So yeah. Let's do Huffer first. Huffer would have been at 136. And Wheelie would have been at 146. So 10 spots away, Huffer and Wheelie. 136, 146. We already talked about Sludge. That would have been 110. And then going into the world of the Constructicons, because none of them made it, only Devastator made it, so yeah. We didn't have the other one. So I'll go in the order that they fell. Scrapper, which we just listed, would have been 106. Hook would have been 113. Then we jumped 10 more down. Mixmaster, 123. Bone Crusher, 126. Scavenger, 132. And for some reason, Long Haul all the way down at 175. So
wow.
Scrapper was the highest with 106, and then it was 113, 123, 126, 132. Those are all fairly close. And then Long Haul, for some reason, is all the way down at 175th. So apparently he's the least liked out of the Constructicons, I guess.
Apparently it was a long haul to get anybody to enjoy him.
I guess. I could have seen like one character maybe outscoring the rest because somebody wanted just one of them to show up, or I could have seen them all being like grouped together, but it was weird that they go from 106th down to 175th.
If you're looking at G1 and you're looking at the Constructicons, the two that stand out to me voice-wise are Scrapper and Hook, because Hook was Neil Ross and Scrapper, I think, was Michael Bell.
And those are the ones that made it the closest, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Steve, what about some that you thought you were interested in seeing where they fell?
I'm going to start with some Beast Wars here. Quickstrike, Tigerhawk, Terrorsaur, and Scorponok.
All right. Quickstrike would have been, obviously... the highest out of the ones that we were... Actually, I don't guess it wouldn't be obvious, but Quickstrike was the highest ranked. Quickstrike would have been at 118.
What in tarnation?
And there you have it.
So he was the closest there, and Pterosaur would have been one spot behind him at 119. So wow. Quickstrike and Pterosaur, 118 and 119, and we already had mentioned another Beast Wars character, obviously an Airazor, which was 112. So all we needed was 20 more spots, and we would have fit three more Beast Wars characters in there. And then you had said Tigerhawk. Tigerhawk fell a little while, down to 160th. So, and I'm having trouble finding Scorponok, who did receive some points, but I didn't list that one yet. So I'll try to do some work in the meantime. But other ones that you were curious about?
What about Tankor?
Okay. Tankor would have been 171st.
Tankor, pulverize! Tankor, destroy!
71st. Wow.
Yeah, right next to Long Haul there.
Did we have Deathsaurus on there?
Yeah, actually scored fairly well. Deathsaurus would have been 135th.
Wow.
So, yeah, a little bit better than some of those other ones we just mentioned. Other ones that keep it coming.
Trailbreaker.
Trailbreaker would have been 142nd.
Defensor, since he didn't get represented.
Yeah, fairly close. 122nd. So if we did 125 characters, he would have got in.
J-Axis
down in the 200s, 217th.
Ooh, wow. Yikes.
Yeah.
Botanica.
Botanica can go even further than Obsidian down. Botanica was 274th.
Time to clear out the dead wood. Let's just get this over with.
Oh, yeah, like dating you was my idea.
Wow. Not surprising, though.
Yeah, and remember, out of the 800-plus characters that we had to choose from, it was like 447, somewhere in there, that were characters. So 275, I mean, that's about the halfway part.
And then the last one I have is Primus.
Primus would have been 154th.
Wow.
Granted, there's some other, like Mike said, during the records, we had a character that turned into Primus. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of splitting hairs with a few of these on which version or which part of their evolution you voted for. Kind of like the whole Hot Rod, Rodimus Prime thing, yeah. In a way. I guess you could say Megatron and Galvatron, too. But
yeah.
So those are some of the ones that lasted there. I have some of my own picks that I want to reveal where they're at, but I'm going to put those in some of these other sections. So, but first, let's look back at the characters that actually made it, and let's talk about ones that you guys don't think really deserve to be on it. Now, it would be impossible. Obviously, we all made our top 100, and it would be impossible for all 100 of our picks to be represented in the top 100. That would be a feat. So we all probably had, you know, anywhere from, you know, probably 20 to 40 characters that we had ranked that didn't make the top 100. But in order for those to make it, we got to kick some folks out. So I'm going to start off with some people that I would boot. And it's not that I don't like these characters. I just have some characters that I would like to take their spots. So one of the things that I was surprised at, two groupings that I was very surprised at and how much love they got. One would be the Cassettes. And the other would be the Dinobots. I was really shocked at the number of Cassettes and the number of Dinobots that made the top 100. So I would take some of them out. The only Dinobot I ranked personally was Grimlock. So I'm going to boot Swoop, Snarl, and Slag all out to make three spots for some other characters. And then I'm also going to take Ratbat out because I feel like with Laserbeak, Ravage, Frenzy, and Rumble that we have enough of the Cassettes. So I would take Ratbat out. And then just because I just feel like they're just a little bit more... generic and a little less complex as characters, and I think there's some other ones more deserving. I think Trax and Swerve could be left off. They were in that first episode in like the 100 to 85 mm-hmm. section. So I would take Trax and Swerve out. I know Trax just got the new toy and this, that, and the other, but I think there's some other individuals that could take those spots. Mike, any that you would eject from the top 100?
The Quintessons, Sentinel Prime, Superion.
Dang.
Or not Superion. Red Alert. I would probably boot Sunstreaker. He's too full of himself.
Steve, any that you would boot out of the top 100?
As I'm currently destroying them off my ultimate list here, I would get rid of I would agree with to some degree with the cassettes, although I would leave Ravage just because he went to Beast Wars.
After the Great War, a few Decepticons were granted amnesty. Most have retired, but rumor has it that one was reprogrammed and rebuilt as a Predacon. Ravage.
You will pardon my shooting the weapons from your hands. I only wish to avoid any regrettable accidents to my person.
Yeah, well, next time, try the front door.
Rat trap, please.
Please? Oh, for booting up cold! The only thing worse than a stinking pred is a stinking Decepticon!
Shut up, Rat. Forgive us. We've been fighting Megatron a long time.
For which the Predacon Alliance is deeply apologetic, I assure you. This is why I am here. Covert Agent Ravage, at your service.
Wait a cycle. What about the Maximals?
I'm afraid the transwarp wave was very weak. Only the Predacon sensors detected it. You understand, we would prefer to handle this situation discreetly.
Yeah. And I honestly, I would probably get rid of... people are going to be booing me for this, but I have Nautica, Frenzy, Sentinel Prime, Barricade, Swerve, the Quintessons. They don't even transform. Why are they on here? Ratbat, Skybite, Whirl.
The Whirl people are going to come after you.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll survive it. But yeah, I mean, I think those are the only ones I would personally remove.
Okay. Cool. Oh, well, if we remove all of those or some of those characters, that means there's room for us to throw some more in. I'll go first again with some characters that I would put in there, and starting with the one that I had the highest rank that didn't make the list. So my highest ranking, my top 41 all made the list. So I had to get down to number 42 before I got one that didn't make the list, and that would be Wheelie. I know people hate Wheelie, but I just think he's just a classic, you know, character, iconic character from that movie and from the, you know, the later seasons. So I get people who are annoyed by him. I wasn't. I liked Wheelie. So I would put him in there. I'm also a big fan of some of those that didn't get as much time. So I would put I had my 62 through 65 didn't make it. And that would have been Sandstorm, Cosmos, and then Computron and Defensor. I thought that we would have more combiners, so I was surprised that Computron, Defensor, Menasor, none of those guys made it. I have a personal favorite that I didn't think was going to make the list, but if I could vote for him, I would, and that would be Topspin. I just love Topspin as a toy. Basically, Steve, I'll try to help you out here. I would put Air Razor in there. I think she is probably the most deserving out of the Beast Wars characters that were left off. And then if I'm taking Trax off, I would substitute that with Smokescreen. I'm not saying Smokescreen's that great of a character, but I think he's a better character than maybe Trax or Swerve, one of them. And Mike, I'm with you. I had all six of the Constructicons in my countdown. Granted, I didn't have them ranked very high. I had them in a row, 89 through 94. But I just think out of all the different combining Transformers, I thought outside of a couple that we had, because we got, you know, like the classics with Motormaster and what was the Swindle?
Swindle, yeah.
So we got a couple of them in there. I was for sure that we would have some Constructicon representation outside of Devastator, so I would at least throw one or two of those in there. But those are the ones that I would make the biggest case for. Mike, any that you want on your list making a spot?
The Constructicons for me were 42 to 47. Nice. I would definitely put Hook and Scrapper in. I really like Octane and Sandstorm. I thought they were really cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else didn't get on there?
You had Wheelie on there that you would have
put in too, right? I had Wheelie at 100, so at least I voted for him. Didn't vote very high for him, but I voted for him. I'm trying to think who else. Pipes. Maybe Pipes. I know for some odd reason, I don't know why, everyone that I know apparently hates Pipes. Again, he's another character that was there that had a few lines, but he didn't do much. Like,
right.
I wish that somebody would take some of these characters that we may remember. Like, take Wheelie, for example. Yes, it's traditionally known that everyone in the Transformers... I think it's the only time almost anyone in the Transformers fandom can agree. We all dislike Wheelie for some reason or another. I wish somebody would take him and write a damn good story with him.
I think it goes to what we discussed a little bit in the countdown, where we had like those, some of those characters that were toys that we might have had or this, that, and the other, but they never got a lot of screen time. And I always have been a fan of those. That's why I voted for characters like Sandstorm, Cosmos, Warpath, Beachcomber, some of those characters, because I always wanted more. So I've always been a big fan of that kind of second wave of the mini vehicles and cars. Mm-hmm. So I like those. Steve, any on your list that you'd like to make a case for being in the top 100?
I mean, obviously some of the ones that didn't make the 100 list that I had, like the Beast Wars characters, Defensor and Deathsaurus, and so yeah, I mean those I would probably, you know, I would have at least made sure that Quickstrike, Terrorsaur and
Air Razor
made the list, because Beast Wars Scorponok, as much as I kind of like him, he is kind of a bumbling idiot that's forgettable. And I feel like Quickstrike was a better bumbling idiot that was not forgettable.
Right. Mm-hmm. I get that.
So yeah, I mean those were cool, kind of cool characters. And you know, Tiger Hawk, I understand why he's not in it. He was only in 3 episodes before he croaked. But yeah, I mean, I would make the case for those 3 more so than anything.
I get that. As far as some characters that we feel got too highly placed on the countdown, I have 3 that I'm going to mention. So these are ones that maybe made the top 25 or top 50 that we just don't see it with, and some of this is going to be a little bit repeating for me, because I would take 2 cassettes and say that they're too high. I think Ravage at 28 and Laserbeak at 44 are too high. I had them in my 80s, 83rd and 84th. So I'm not saying they don't 100% deserve to be on there. Ratbat's the only one that I would kick out, but Ravage and Laserbeak I would have way towards the other end, just because for me it's a dialogue thing, it's a speaking thing, it's a I like to have a little bit more depth to the characters, and I get that they're important and they're, but it's almost more like, to me, that they're almost more like a props versus characters. Like they're there to, you know, progress the story, but I don't get a lot out of them. Ravage, you could make a little bit of a better argument, but, and then Thundercracker at 22, I think is too high. For me, obviously Starscream deserves to be in the top 25. I don't think I put Skywarp or Thundercracker in my top 25.
No.
I just don't feel like they give us enough. So I had Thundercracker on the other side of the 50s and the 58s. Mm-hmm. So I would say that those 3 for me jumped out as ones that were in the top 50 that I didn't have in the top 50 for myself. Mike, anything that you thought was just too high?
Too high.
I'm not talking about like...
Yeah, I know.
Snoopatron. I'm not talking about him.
I think Scorponok at 27 is too high.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I didn't have him on my countdown.
Yeah, like again, he was being built in part two of Rebirth, and he only showed up in part three.
But people are playing on the fact that he was in the Headmasters cartoon, and then he was in later as Black Zarek.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was four characters that made the top 50 that I did not rank at all. That would have been Scorponok, Fortress Maximus, Whirl, and Overlord. I didn't have any of those four in my 100, but they all made the top 50. Now, I get some of that's because I'm ignorant to some of their comic stories, etc., but so I can definitely see Scorponok. That was the highest one rank that I didn't have on my list.
Plus, he was in the comics, the Marvel line. Like, he was pretty heavily involved after issue 50 or something.
Makes sense. Mike, any others that stand out to you?
That are too high? Yeah. I agree. Thundercracker, I know they didn't really get much storyline, but they got some, I feel like, specifically to the cartoon, even though Thundercracker got a whole storyline with his pet dog and everything else in IDW, that's fine. But specifically in the cartoon, I think Thundercracker and Skywarp should be switched. So put Thundercracker at 37 and Skywarp at 22, because I think Skywarp had a better outing in the cartoon than Thundercracker did.
Fair enough. Steve, any that stand out to you maybe in the top 25 or 50 that you don't feel like they deserve?
Well, as far as the top 50, I would probably argue, at least the top 25, I don't think Thundercracker should have been in the top 25. I don't think, I don't think Unicron should be there just because he's annoying. He's kind of that MacGuffin that they can't outrun, and he just shows up all the time for the world ending thing. So
right.
I'm so sick of Unicron. I would say those two specifically. I would probably swap a few of them from the top 25 into the other block of 25.
Yeah.
I would bring Rat Trap definitely into the top 25. I would probably bring either Cheetor or Black Arachnia. I would probably swap her with RC.
Okay.
Just because she's had a bigger footprint between Beast Wars, Beast Machines, Kingdom, and Animated. Even though they're varying versions, it's still very similar.
Right.
But I think I would swap probably, like I said, Rat Trap with Thundercracker just to kind of bump around, and I would probably move Beast Wars Megatron and swap him with. I'd probably swap him with where Cyclonus is at.
Okay, I could see that. I thought for sure you're going to take an opportunity to tell Mike that Rodimus should have been bumped from the top 25.
He does serve a purpose in Headmasters. He does get better with that. And in the Universe comics, he is one of the only remaining Autobots left when the Great Upgrade happened.
Okay.
And so he ends up helping the Maximal Cause on Cybertron.
Okay. So I had, speaking of the ones that you said you would swap up there, I know you mentioned, Rat Trap and Black Arachnia. So I had four that I would put a lot higher than how they ranked out. So those four would be, Arachnid, who came in at 95. I would put in the top 25, actually. I would put it at number 24, but maybe that's just cause I love Black Arachnia and it's kind of the same. Cause Black Arachnia came in at 31 and I had her at 7. So I definitely would have them higher. Alpha Trion came in at 66. I would say he's top 50 worthy. So I had him at 37. And then my last one would be Tarantulas, came in at 62. He's definitely top 25. I had him at 11. So Tarantulas, I think, was way too low. So my biggest ones, if I could only pick two, it'd be Tarantulas and Black Arachnia. I would have moved up significantly. Mike, any that you would move up if you had the choice?
Blaster, number one would be Blaster. Oh, stop it. He's easily top 25. I mean, come on.
Blaster came in at 55, so you want 53. Him in the top 20. Or 53. Do you want him in the top 25, you're saying?
Let's put him at where Rabbit
is. Let's boot out Beast Wars Megatron and let's put swap in Blaster. Him with
Scorponok.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah. Or we could just, boot out Beast Wars Megatron.
No, we'll boot out Rodimus because, he's already there as Hot Rod.
Oh, geez. Not really.
All right, children behave. Mike, any others that you would move up?
Maybe Warpath.
Okay. From the comics a little bit?
No, from the cartoon.
Oh, from the cartoon? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like the wham bam. All right.
Yep.
Steve, I know you mentioned a few of them. Now that you've had a chance to look a little bit more, any others that you would jump into a different section of the countdown, possibly?
I would definitely move, like you said, Tarantulas way closer, like in the top 25.
That was one of the biggest surprises for me, was where Tarantulas fell. I thought more people would be supportive of him.
When I was editing it, I listened back to Steve's shock. He's like, 62?
Well, because like he's even in the IDW comics.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's like, he's a sadistic, like crazy person there too. And even in the G1 stuff, like he's in it and he's creepy. So, but he's brilliant. And so that, I don't know, he should have been, he's like that mad scientist, almost what Wheeljack is, but on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know. I think I would move quite a few around in the latter half, with, some of the ones in the part four. And then, I think it's funny that Prime lost to a Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
It still should have been Beast Megatron, just because, you know, he wiped out all of Cybertron.
Then he showed up in War for Cybertron and lost some votes.
Exactly.
Yeah. It neutered him.
It didn't help him. It didn't help his cause, that's for sure. No. So speaking of Megatron beating Optimus Prime, was there any other things that just stood out for you guys on the countdown overall? Surprising things, shocking things, something you didn't expect, or you know, something that could have predicted months ago?
So looking at the top 10, all right. You know, we have Shockwave, Cyclonus, RC, Bumblebee, Jazz, Grimlock, Soundwave, Starscream, Optimus, and Megatron. I am surprised that Bumblebee is at number 7 and he's not at number 3 or something.
I thought for sure he'd be top 5.
I did too.
I could have seen him swapped with Starscream, Grimlock, or Soundwave, honestly, because I just thought he had that much of a following with the fans. He's never been my favorite character, but he's just always been the iconic character. Like, it's Optimus Prime and Bumblebee on everything, as far as marketing goes and things of that nature. Bumblebee had his own movie. No other character has. So I was very shocked that he was outside of the top 5. I was equally as shocked, since you just read off the top 10, that RC was in the top 10, and probably Cyclonus. Those two kind of surprised me of being in there.
Stay close to me, Daniel!
And you better stay close to me!
No, you better stay close to me.
In case I never get another chance to say this, you've really proved your mettle.
I'd like to think my actions always spoke louder than my words, RC. But it didn't hurt to watch and learn from the best.
Would be nice if Optimus showed up about now.
I was referring to a powerful little two-wheeler I know.
Land sweeps! And beware of treachery!
Not that I have anything against those characters, I just... They didn't, like, obviously scream top 10 to me.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised Shockwave didn't beat them. I'm surprised, you know, like, a Wheeljack or an Ironhide or an Hot Rod Ultra Magnus, Beast Wars Megatron, you know, some of those characters didn't sneak in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else surprising or shocking that you guys want to talk about before we get into the categories of the different bots that we were kind of keeping track of throughout the countdown?
Nope.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana! Weep, Mini-Bong!
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content, till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang!
All right, let's get into that then. You might have already predicted some of this is how it went, because we were kind of revealing it as we go. But how about some overall counts for bad guys and good guys? Mike, who won, good guys or the bad guys?
I hope the good guys won, but I'm pretty sure the bad guys did.
No, it was still the good guys. They were winning through most of the countdown. Now, if you look at our top four, it is 3 Decepticons out of the top 4. But overall, we had 57 good guys and only 40 Decepticons. Now, I know that means that there's three others, but there's three characters that were pretty known for switching sides back and forth. Mm-hmm. So I didn't throw them in there. So 57 to 40, good guys over evil.
What's this senseless violence all about? That's what I want to know. Wingspan and Pounce, what are those spies up to? Time for me to do a little spying of my own as a Decepticon. Tron told me to check up on you.
Beta Catapunch, we don't need your help.
Fine, you deal with my Autobot counterpart. I've heard he's nearby. Real nearby.
We had Beast Wars characters. We had 14 of them. That was, outside of G1, probably the most represented TV show, cartoon, you know, property. Mm-hmm. I would have to go in and really dig, but you know, if you're trying to say someone is from Prime or someone from Animated Strictly, we were less than five for each of those. Probably comics would have been next after Beast Wars, as far as representation there. So 14 Beast Wars characters. We had 7 female Autobots or Decepticons. And then as far as the types of vehicles, etc., I thought it was interesting because early on we did not have that many Autobot cars. But they made up for it in those final two episodes. So we did get 14 of the Autobot cars, only 7 of the mini vehicles, 4 Seekers, 5 Cassettes, 4 Dinobots, 3 Triple Changers, 2 Headmasters, 1 Pretender, 2 Insecticons, 6 kind of like base-like units, 3 Combiners, as far as like parts, and then 4 of the actual combined forms. So 4 of the big guys, 3 of the little parts, as far as that goes. Any surprises there? Anything that you were, I'm surprised myself. I guess I didn't think about it going into like which Seekers would be on there. But if mm-hmm. you would have told me going into it that there was going to be more Cassettes or more Dinobots than Seekers, I would have said that's not going to be the case. Yeah. So that kind of shocked me a little bit. And I'm surprised that there's only 7 mini vehicles. You know, we're talking about like Bumblebee and Cliffjumper and all those guys. I thought that there might be more than 7 that snuck in.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that the triple changers get a triple. Yeah. I was like, we did not plan that, folks, but 3 triple changers? Really? Really? Yeah. Come on.
I was also shocked that we only had 4 combiners. I thought combiners was like the stuff back in the day. Like when I was a kid, that was the best toy to have was the combiners. And I loved almost all of them. So I'm very surprised that we only had 4. And if I'm remembering right, that would have been Predaking, Devastator, Bruticus, and Superion.
Yep, that's it.
So I'm kind of shocked. You know, no Menasor. I know some of the other ones were a little bit less known or, you know, a little bit less airtime, but Menasor is probably the, and Defensor would probably be the two that I'm most shocked about, even though I liked Computron and some of the other ones that were a little less known at the time. But
I won't be of use to you much longer.
No way! You built us! You're a genius, Grimlock! We can't survive without you!
You can, and you will. Go now. The Autobots need your help.
The Terracons turned into a giant!
Do not fear Abominus, for you have the power to become Computron! Merge!
I am Computron. My computation capacity is nearly infinite. Yet I lack the intelligence to feed my capacity. Kneel, Computron. You will now receive my intelligence, Computron, and I will return to my former state. But Grimlock, super intelligence is the only way you can defeat Abominus's brute force. It's the only way. Oh, me, Grimlock, say you smart now. Me no can help you anymore.
Data
Welcome received.
Mike, any reactions to those groupings? Were you surprised that we had 4 Dinobots out of the 5?
Yeah, but what about our problems? We need a ship.
You get ship if I get trip.
Who are you?
Him Wheelie. Him friend.
He'll be mine too if he can find a ship.
Gipster, over there.
That's a ship. Who cares, as long as it flies.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, like you said, you only voted for Grimlock. I voted for all of them, but I put mm-hmm. them at different, you know, right. some higher, some lower, yada, yada, yada. And for me, it's all of, like, as much as I enjoy Grimlock and I like him as a character and he's great and I love Greg Berger as his voice, I just enjoy and love Snarl and Swoop more. Swoop was always my number one Dinobot.
If I would have had like 100 more hours, I could have come down with a breakdown about like which voice actors were most represented in our list, but that would have been way too much work. Steve, any feedback from the different groupings, and are you happy with 14 Beast Wars characters overall, or are you a little bitter that didn't get more love?
Well, I'm a little bitter that it didn't get more love, but you know, now that Kingdom's been out, I think that people will have gone back to hear the thing that is, you know, audio gold and video gold compared to what we received.
I think too, once Kingdom's been out for a while and everybody's had a chance to see it, once the Beast Wars content that's coming down the pipe, you know, once people are seeing that, if we did this list after all that, might change it a little bit.
I think so.
So it would be interesting. Obviously, when you do it, you know, in the life of the franchise can affect it a little bit. Any other things that surprised you or that you wanted to comment on with the groupings?
No, I just surprised that some missed it just by that much.
I was shocked that we had a Pretender in the list. I didn't think anybody voted for Pretenders. Headmasters, I get it. They had their own cartoons, so we got 2 that snuck in there. But Pretenders, I was a little shocked at that. And it was kind of interesting seeing how they fell too, because we went like a whole episode or 2 without any of the base characters, and then all of a sudden they kind of all came together in that one episode. So that was kind of interesting. A lot of people, what I found is it seems like a lot of people on this list like the big bots. They like those big giant characters. Mm-hmm. But it worked for bases, but it didn't work for combiners. So I don't know. It's an interesting conundrum there as far as how that goes. But Mike, I know we have some more business to take care of as far as some thank yous and some recognition for all those that did contribute and help out with the podcast. So you want to take it away with that?
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toy Box Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman, and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hey gamers, TV's Mr. Neil here. The Gaming Hipster is my personal podcast in which I take you on a journey through my history of gaming, both new and old. Each month is a new topic show in which I bring you my console memories, give reviews of my favorite video games, and talk with cool guests.
People have made cartridges that will actually play Netflix on Nintendo.
I was making sure that I got everything. I was writing it all down.
They fixed that for the third fake prototype.
And that's the first time I remember seeing real animated boobs.
Find the podcast at geekcastradio.com or on Spotify. You can also hear a deluxe version of The Gaming Hipster at ravinghipster.com or patreon.com/MrNeil. For $2 a month, you can hear longer versions of the podcast with after-show segments and stuff too raw for the internet. You also get various topic shows, my commentary podcast, The Big Bad Movie Show, commercial-free GeekCast stuff, and more, all at patreon.com/MrNeil and ravinghipster.com.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com.
ToyCast is back. We are talking toys once more here on the GeekCast Radio Network's Toy and Action Figure Podcast. From breaking into the display case to our toy topic talk and the brand new Origins in Toy Collections, where we get guests to tell us their toy story of how they got into toy collecting. ToyCast is the only toy podcast you will ever need. Find us on GeekCastRadio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. Now go forth, transform and transcend your toy collecting today while listening to ToyCast. Yes, because before we close here tonight, folks, this is our 7th GCRN Top 100 countdown, and we want to take a moment to thank everybody that took part in it. First of all, Optimus Solo, for all that overdosing meth he did to get the countdown to where it is and to where it should be.
This is the possibly one of the most time spent, the most work I've ever done on one of our top 100s, but it's going to be very much eclipsed by one that we have coming a while later in a couple, maybe 2 years or so. But
yeah, 2023 or so, yeah.
It's taking up a whole lot more of my time, and I'm getting a head start on it.
Yeah, you work on it now. This has been two years of my life,
For those that have been out there, you may have heard some stuff being teased as far as what our next top 100 countdown. That is not the one I'm referencing.
No, it's the one we're doing.
The next one we're doing is very easy.
Yeah, the next one, which we will tease at the end, is very easy. But the one that he's talking about coming in a couple of years, that's going to be extremely hard. Yep. Yeah. Obviously, Mr. Steve Megatron, that rubber ducky loving voice actor that lent his voice and all the characters he can do to our numbers. Thank you so much, sir. Obviously, all the art and everything else you do. And I'm just me. On GCR.
Oh, no. Hold on. I got to give Mike some credit on this one. I don't usually do this. I don't usually
thank Mike for
anything because, you know, he's a grumpy old man. But no, this guy has spent countless hours editing this stuff. So this is probably the most time he's ever spent editing anything. And it's very appreciative.
Okay. So I can tell you guys right now, as of part 6's recording, I have not edited part 5 yet. However, parts 1 through 4 were in total, because I made notes and I sent notes to Karen, and I'm like, okay, I'm starting at this time, I'm stopping at this time, I'm taking a break, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, whatever else. In total, it rounds out to probably about 60 hours of editing for just the first 4 parts.
So we've all put a lot of work in different ways to try to make this work, coming up with the scripts, coming up. But Mike's gathered a lot of sound clips from different Transformers media, you know, Steve with his numbers. So it's been a lot of work all the way around, but it was fun work, I guess, in a way you could say. And I think from what I've heard from the finished products that it shows. So I'm happy with what we put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy for those that participated.
Where all are one.
Oh, where? What?
Till all are one.
Absolutely. Also, the comic concierge, Mr. Dan Clark, TV's Mr. Neil, Michael Wilson, my lovely Wrecker Fembots, Amy, Heather, and Nicole, from Simplistic Reviews, Mr. DJ Valentine, from This Week in Geek, Alex Ricci. Other websites that took part in this countdown are allspark.com, Transformers AD, Jay over there at transformersad.com, and I'm going to get it right this time, Collecticon. So yes, they also participated. We also had 3 podcasts participate, Mikey and Andy over at Moonbase 2, 6-0 Maz and Liam over at Triple Takeover, and TFLYP, Lucas from over there at that podcast. And then where would the GCRN be without our super fans? Now, I know these 3 people also listen to many other podcasts besides us, but Scanner 51, here's your Nickelback, Tim Silvers and Bondo Mike. From YouTube, Cole Krishna, Rodimus Primal, who was gracious enough to be a guest on part 3 of the countdown, Pia and Iacon Dispatch, John over at Iacon Dispatch, thank you all so much. Some content creators. We've got Transformers Reanimated Yoshi and Greg, which is the fan comic TransformersReanimated.com. Anthony over at TFU.info. Got to get some of these people on Origins for HTF at some point. And then we had two comic creators join us in Mr. Tyler Blazinski. Tyler's not going to be too happy that the bots beat the cons.
The good at least guys the con got them. A one spot.
Yeah, there you go. And artist Casey Collar, along with longtime fan and person who has been in the Transformers fandom forever, Mr. Benson Yee. We have some other Transformers geeks in Robo Apollo from Iacon Online, Solartron, Sam's Forge, and Joel Bastion. So thank you to everybody. Without you guys and girls and whatever, this countdown would not have happened as far as getting the, you know, getting all your lists and Kevin compiling all the lists and making our master list and then us revealing it on these, the, you know, like I said earlier, parts 2 through 5. I'm going to say this right now. Everybody that's on the, all 33 members that are on this list are automatically entered into helping us do the next top 100 that's coming up. So again, we will tease that at the very end of this. Is there anything, Kev or Steve, you guys want to say before I run through the closing?
Yeah, I just an extra probably thank you and appreciation note to those people, because I know it's hard with life. You know, you have a lot of stuff going on between work and your other hobbies and family and things of that nature. And I know we were hounding people and begging and asking and pleading and putting a lot of almost spamming the information out. This is probably the most work I've ever done in trying to recruit people for the countdowns. And I know it's a task. I know it's a chore. I know it took some of your guys' time, but I really appreciate the responses. I really appreciate the work that you guys did put in to help make this thing better, because the more people we get involved, the better the list becomes. That's just rule of math here, because, you know, if it's only me, Mike, and Steve, then, you know, Rodimus and Beast Wars Megatron would be fighting at the top. So nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying personal bias plays a lot more into it if we have fewer lists. So it was awesome, the responses that we got, especially towards the end. We had responses flying in left and right. So we thought we were going to be done at like 20, then we thought we were going to only get to 25, then 30, and then we ended up with 33, which is more than we've ever had. So I appreciate you guys putting up with me and my incessant asking on Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, any final thoughts?
No, just big thanks to all of our contributing partners here and all the work that everybody put in, especially to Kevin for, you know, again, all the numbers and all the tabulation and having to compile these lists. And then Mike at the monumental job of editing.
I wish you guys could see my spreadsheet, because like just what fits on one screen, there's probably like 1,000 numbers listed here.
Before I started deleting stuff that I don't need anymore, Steve and I did a screen share the other night, and I showed him what I call my finished podcast episode folder. And it's like all of these audition file folders and all of these other MP3s and the exported AIFF files. He's like, holy crap, what was that?
Yeah.
All right.
It's been a lot of fun. We finally did a Transformers countdown, guys.
Yeah, only took 12 years. And in 12 years, we'll redo it to make sure Rodimus is number one.
Good Lord.
It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
You got the touch! You got the...
Arise, Rodimus Prime. Optimus. Yeah!
No. So once again, thank you to everybody who helped us make this countdown what it is. Here's hoping all of the listeners will enjoy it. Here's hoping we get many comments on the website. Here's hoping we get, or we don't get angry emails or, you know, oh my God, you voted for Netflix over Hulu. I'm going to blah, blah. Oh, here's hoping we won't get any of that. But
I'm hoping to destroy at least one childhood.
You know, it's okay. It's funny you mention that. And I know where I'm supposed to be going through the outro, but it's funny you mention that. So there's an episode, and I forget which one because I've watched so many of them doing all of this. There's an episode of G1 where Laserbeak gets into the Ark and Optimus is on some gurney and whatever else, and he basically, you know, hits his laser core and Optimus is going to explode from the inside out. You'd think that would traumatize kids more than Megatron shooting him. Because that was just gory.
Hot Rod killing Optimus was the thing that traumatized me.
No, that's Megatron. Anyway, thank you for joining us on the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. This has been Part 6, Carnage and Podcast Major. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter, @GeekCastRadio is the network Twitter, @AllThingsTFV3 is for the show. You can also follow me @TFGUandMike. Steve, what is your Twitter?
@SCP21.
Kevin?
Mine is @OptimusSolo.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also look up All Things Transformers over there as well. I didn't tell Steve this, but he's not going to disagree with it. Get your audio receptors ready, because in the next episode of All Things Transformers, we're going to unleash the beast in you when we review issues 7 and 8 of the IDW Transformers Beast Wars comic. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron
and Optimus Solo.
Transform and transcend with us here at the GeekCast Radio Network.
Till all are one!
Till all are one!
Unleash the Transformers geek in you.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
In 2021, we transformed our Top 100 Countdown series, and in 2022, we're going to all be playing with our Top 100 Toys Countdown. That's right, here at the GeekCast Radio Network, we're at it again. The Top 100 Toys Countdown is coming. Tune in summer 2022 to hear what toys made the countdown and which ones didn't. We all love playing with our toys, and we can all play in this Top 100 Countdowns sandbox together.
Say no more! Request lines are open!
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.